Ladies and gentlemen, kings and queens, truth seekers and lovers of truth, welcome to another episode of No. But seriously, let me explain. Hosted by the radiant razor-sharp earth angel herself, Lala DeVee. This isn't just a podcast, baby. It's your sanctuary for bold business gems, next-level resources, amazing credit secrets, and real-deal relationship talk that'll shift your whole mindset in the best way. Bookmark this page, hit subscribe, and turn on those notifications, because missing out is not an option. If your credit's in struggle mode, don't trip. Text HELP, my credit, to 507-400-3426, and let our live agents work their magic. Real people, real help. Now that business is handled, let's get into the brilliance. Lala DeVee, do your thing, girl.
Welcome to No, But Seriously, Let Me Explain, the podcast that delivers real truth, rich flavor, and that unfiltered energy your soul absolutely craves. I am your host, Lala DeVee, and baby, today's episode is not for the emotionally unprepared. No, we're going there, and I mean we're going in deep, uncomfortably deep, because today's topic is definitely one that I have you rereading those old text messages like a detective. So definitely buckle up and let's get into it. Today we're talking about when a man is in conquest mode, not connection mode, because the two are very much different. Yeah, I said it. You know, it's that moment when he's texting you like, good day, babe, or grand rising, sunshine, like it's just his job or something, always complimenting your energy, like he's spiritually certified, and he's responding faster than DoorDash on a Friday night, and you're thinking, wow, he's so into me, he's so consistent. But let's be real, sometimes that consistency is an affection, it's ambition, and it's not connection, it's a conquest. I'll get into that a little bit different. You know, I'm gonna break it down for you today. Because see, a man in conquest mode isn't trying to get to know you, he's trying to get you. And while you're out here thinking you've met your soulmate, he might just be showing you his best performance. Yes, act one, the gentleman. Okay. Act two, vanishing mode. But no, for real. So before you crown him your king, I need you to pause, sip that tea, and open your third eye, because we're decoding the game. Yes, spiritually, emotionally, and psychologically, I must say. We're breaking down why men go into conquest mode, okay? And how to spot it before it spots you. And what real genuine interest really looks like when the mask finally come off. Because baby, anyone can play the perfect guy for a few weeks. But consistency after comfort, that's the real love language. So grab your matcha tea, your notebook, and maybe your last three text threads, because it's about to get real transparent up in here. Have you ever been falling for the performance or the person without even knowing it? No, but seriously, let me explain. So, sis, here's the thing. When a man is in conquest mode, he's not really trying to get to know you. He's trying to really get you, period. Now, he might just be auditioning for that role of your man, okay? But baby, the script is fake and the movie budget is at zero, okay? He'll send those early text messages, beautiful messages to you, constantly, like it's a, you know, gospel play or something, always commenting on every story, double tapping your throwbacks, and act like you're just his biggest fan. But what you're really not seeing is all of this is just the highlight reel, babe. It's not the documentary. Like, ladies, I hate to say this, but some of y'all are out here dating actors and you don't even know it. Those are not men. Those are Oscar-worthy, red carpet-level performers, okay? And the crazy part is you didn't even know you was at a casting call. And don't get me wrong, consistency does feel good. It feels like safety. It really does, you know? Feel like a fur coat around my neck, you know what I'm saying? But if his consistency disappears the minute he has this you sense of feeling like he feels like he got you, it was never consistency. It was all just strategy. But let's just talk psychology for a quick second, because when a man is really in that conquest type of mode, his brain literally releases more dopamine. You know, we was talking about dopamine in the last episode. So go back to that one before tapping into this one to really get the gist of what dopamine really is. You know, it's that reward type of a chemical. Just because chasing you feels like a challenge. And men love challenges, right? But once he wins, that chemical high drops, okay? Translation, his excitement fades, baby, okay? And now you're just sitting there confused, replaying messages, wondering what changed. Girl, nothing changed. You just met the real him, okay? Oh, but during the conquest mode, baby, he's flawless, okay? He's empathetic. He's understanding you fully. Talking about childhood trauma and astrology signs like he's Dr. Phil with crystals or something. He's texting paragraphs, planning dates, saying things like, I've never felt this way before. Newsflash, he probably has. And it was probably just last month, okay? But he'll say, hey, I'm not like other guys, babe. And he's right, because other guys have at least had one original line, okay? And not the same washed up, reused ones that we constantly hear. But listen, I'm not here to bash men, okay? So I don't think that. I absolutely love the men out there, as long as they're good men, okay? I'm here really to just decode behavior, because the truth is, men in conquest mode believe their own performance is in the moment, okay? He's not faking it maliciously. He's caught up in the thrill of the pursuit. And men absolutely love the pursuit. Like, I had, not to get off topic a little bit, but just real quick, I had someone come to me and say to me, directly look me in my eyeballs, okay? And say, yeah, I got a girl at home, but I want to continue fishing. I.e., meaning, okay, he wants to continue looking for other fish, even though he has a really nice fish at home. So he continues fishing because it's more of a thrill. It's more of a sport in his eyes to see if he still got it, to see if he can still catch one, so to speak. You get my drift? But once he's achieved his goal, that's when you meet the man behind the mask. Okay, and you'll really see what you got. Do you got a prize or do you just got a surprise? I cannot stop laughing. But ladies, you absolutely know when you hear women say, he's not the same person I met, or he's changed a little bit because of this. No, baby. That's because the man she met was the promo version, the limited time offer. Batteries not included, of course. So you can't really fault this man for putting his best foot forward, because the real version absolutely shows up after comfort sets in, after he no longer feels the need to impress. That's when the mask fall off, and then suddenly the calls get shorter, the texts get slower, and the good day text messages becomes, what you doing? Or WYD, as they all say. They don't even like to spell out what you doing. You'll get a WYD real quick. Now, let's just flip the script for a second, because I'm really fair, okay? If a man genuinely has interest in you. The difference is it will be much more obvious, okay? He's not into rushing the process. He's not into love bombing you to make you feel away. We're all familiar with the love bombing tactics. Oh, baby, I love you. Oh, this is love at first sight. Oh, you don't feel the same way, baby. I love you from head to toe. I will lick your toes, girl. You look good to me. You my forever. And guess what? He's not really talking about sex every 5 minutes either. So you'll really know who you're dealing with within just the first couple weeks of actually talking to him. Why? That's because genuine interest is about connection, not about consumption. When a man truly likes you, he'll notice things. He'll show up just helping without you even asking. He'll show up, he'll listen, and he'll even engage in those uncomfortable conversations that most guys typically run from. That kind of actual burning intimacy that builds up over time, yes, because that's not lust, that's intentional effort. Meanwhile, Mr. Conquest Mode is allergic to depth, so you won't see those attributes, okay? Because Mr. Conquest, you know, will say some real things to you, but the moment you start asking real questions like, what are your goals? What are your intentions with me? And what's your relationship like with your mom? His Wi-Fi mysteriously starts to glitch. Men who are in lust want to experience you, okay? And men who are in love, they want to understand you. They want to get to know you as the real you, the real person that's up underneath all the makeup, the glitz, and the glam. Okay? And that's the difference. One waits for access and the other one wants alignment. Okay? So understand the two and you'll have a better chance at, you know, dating out here in this dating world, especially in 2025. And when a man really values you, you'll never have to really beg for his clarity. You won't have to beg for his effort or his communication because it's built in. It comes with him. Here's the real deal. You can't really spot conquest mode if you're desperate for connection. You'll always confuse attention for affection every time. So just make sure you're slowing down, observing everything. If it feels too perfect too soon, then it probably is. And if his consistency is only consistent when he gets what he wants, you were never the goal, babe. You were just a game. But since we're breaking things all the way down, let's just continue to break it down a little bit more. Since we're dissecting the difference between conquest and connection, I want to go a little bit deeper because some of these guys are not confused. They're committed to playing games, and it's just as simple as that. And some of them really enjoy the games that they play. The chase, the mind play, the mystery, the ego boost, the validation that comes from knowing, yep, she's hooked. You know, that's another dose of ego, another ego boost for them. It's not always about you. And that's the part that really stings a little. It's more so about control, about the power, about the high that comes from being wanted. And let's be honest, we live in a culture that teaches guys that emotional distance equals dominance. They're told that the less they care, the more they're going to win. So instead of them learning to really connect, they learn to compete. And unfortunately, a lot of women end up being the trophy in that game and not the teammate. See, the player architect type, you know, isn't always the guy in the club with the sunglasses on and the Fendi gear or, you know, having those big chains swinging from around their neck. You know the type, right? Okay, yes. Sometimes he's the nice guy with a nice smile with the healing playlist and these self-awareness quotes on his story. Oh, he'll talk about energy alignment and divine timing, but somehow his timing is always off. He'll play emotional unavailable for just as long as he need to. Long enough to keep you invested, of course. He'll mirror your words. He'll match your vibe. He'll study your rhythm. And not because he really cares, but because he wants to win, okay? And it's really just the win for him. And the win isn't, you know, your love, okay? It's your attention. It's knowing that he can move you emotionally. That's the real game. But here's the psychology behind it all. Because when some men realize how easy it is to trigger an emotional attachment through attention, those quick replies, those comments that I miss you text, it really becomes like a dopamine loop for them to do this. So they'll feed off of your reaction, and your excitement gives them a hint of validation. It's pretty much the same brain chemistry as a gambler pulling the slot machine, in a sense, okay? Unpredictable rewards that make it addictive, okay? But here's where you flip the script. When you stop reacting, they lose power, because game players thrive on your emotional participation. If you stop playing the game will collapse, and then it's just game over from there. But when you're really going after someone for longevity, you really need to know how to spot, you know, a phony and a fake, and those that's really in it for the long run. So here's the thing. If he's overly consistent too early, if he's acting like your man before you even define what y'all really are, it's not romance, it's recruitment. He's onboarding you to the illusion of security, okay? He might even, you know, have future talks with you, you know, without even following through. And you know what those future talks look like. Like, it might sound like, oh, I can see you being my wife one day, girl. You got it going on. Like, I want us to travel together, you know, have a family, live out here. And he might even go as far as sending you some houses to look at. Like, look at this, check this out, this could be us, type of thing. But when it's time to actually plan something, crickets, baby. If his words don't walk, that's not love, okay? That's lip service. And another thing you have to really look out for is those guys that are out there gaslighting and avoiding accountability. And it really looks like something like this. So say, for instance, you call him out suddenly, you know, or mention something that is serious, you know, a serious topic for him, and it has to do with him, then automatically he goes into defense mode and starts saying things like, you're too emotional, you're projecting on me, you have insecurities, you have trust issues, you're this and you're that, and just start basically nabbing at you versus accepting what's being said and actually talking about it like actual adults do. You know, having that conversation dialogue, those uncomfortable conversations that I talked about. Yes, that's important. You got to make sure this dude knows how to accept accountability properly, because you'll find yourself bumping your head up against the wall trying to figure out why it feels like you're talking to a brick wall. And every time you want to have an real discussion, okay, it always backfires and turns into an argument versus a conversation. You also have to make sure that you avoid those who flirt with ambiguity. Basically, you never know what y'all really are. Like, the title is always, it's complicated, or girl, we just vibing, you know, so to speak. Oh, no, it's not, you know. He just likes to keep it a little foggy. And that's because clarity kills confusion, and confusion keeps you chasing answers, okay? And if his efforts look like inconsistency all the time, just go ahead and back out of that right away. 1 week he's in your face, and then the next week he's your anxiety, okay? And somehow you're always the one trying to fix this vibe. Let me tell you right now, love that feels like an emotional roller coaster, an emotional labor, okay, is not love. It's manipulation wrapped in mixed signals. So when you meet someone who's truly too good to be true, don't panic. Just pause. Ask yourself, is this energy consistent or is it curated? Because real connection doesn't rush and it doesn't require performance. Because at the end of the day, people who play games really fear being seen for who they truly are. So they hide behind this strategy. But once you become emotionally fluent, once you stop mistaking attention for affection, you'll spot those games easy and effortlessly before they even start. So when you do, just smile, thank the universe for the lesson, and exit gracefully, because peace is way more attractive than potential. Remember that. We have come to a very short commercial break, paid for by our lovely sponsors. So don't go anywhere. We will be right back after this message.
Have you ever wanted professional advice for your relationship? Do you want to see the different sides to every relationship? Are you ready to take your relationship to the next level? Every relationship isn't always rainbows and sunshine. Most of the time, there are arguments, struggles, and miscommunication that can lead to losing the connection with your partner. Don't make that mistake. Learn from the stories of others and read corresponding relationship advice to help you understand how to respond if you ever find yourself in this position. Make the most out of your relationships and go after the man of your dreams with guidance on the do's and don'ts of every relationship. Discover real life experiences. There's no better teacher than real life. With true relationship stories, learn from their failures and successes without having to go through the pain yourself. Professional advice. At the end of every story, you'll find relationship advice to help you understand what to do when you're faced with a similar situation. Never feel lost and confused ever again. Securing your relationship. From tips on attracting your soulmate to keeping the relationship fresh and spicy to ensure that your relationship will stay happy and healthy no matter how much time has passed. Relationship guidelines. Discover the top things to have in common with your partner to ensure a successful long-term relationship. A foolproof and universal guide that always works. Get rid of the confusion and anxiety that comes with uncertainty in relationships and add value to your relationship by implementing the advice and guidance found in this easy-to-follow book. Achieve the relationship of your dreams when you order Find a Man, Keep a Man, professional advice and real-life stories to help you understand your partner. Now available on Amazon, Google Play, and Kindle. Order your copy today.
All right, then, now, ladies, now, let's get in here and have a little conversation real quick, because I'm going to have to let y'all go in a minute now. You feel me? But for real, I know some of y'all about to be like, la, la, I know what you about to say, and I don't play no games, la. But guess what? Neither do I, because let's be real, dating, attraction, and desire are not accidental. They require intentionality. And if you want a man to really value you, you know, to really be head over heels, so to speak, that can't stop thinking about you type of love, you've got to really understand the art of creating desire. Now, before you start rolling your eyes, Gurney, no, I'm not talking about manipulation. I'm talking about energy alignment. Like, I'm talking about just being so rooted in your own purpose, priorities, and peace that he realized he just can't slide into your energy whenever he feels like it. Because let's be honest, some of y'all are way too available for men who haven't even earned that kind of access. And if you're always there, always responding, always giving, you know, what are you teaching him? Like, really? You're teaching him that your time doesn't have value. You're robbing him of the thrill of basically earning your attention. And right before somebody in the back yells, that sounds like playing games. It's not. It's really not. So shut up. It's about standards, okay? Desires come from wanting something you don't yet have, okay? If he feels like he's already got you, then from day one, you know, then there's no curiosity. There's no curiosity left to build on. See, the real secret isn't to become unreachable, okay? You don't want to become unreachable to this man. No, that's not what I'm saying. It's to really become unavailable for bare minimum, so to speak, okay? You have to raise your value and your vibration, not by ghosting, not by delaying text messages on purpose, but by creating a life that's already full, a life where you prioritize what you value, who you are. You know, you prioritize your health, you prioritize your career, you prioritize your family, your goals, and your peace. You know, if you run a business, you're making sure that your business is constantly up and thriving. You're marketing, you're promoting, like you're doing this on a daily, okay? That way, your attention, it naturally becomes selective, not because you're acting busy, but because you are busy. You're busy healing, you're busy growing, and you're busy thriving. So when he texts, when he calls, or whenever he shows up, he knows that he has to get your time. He gets to get your energy or your affection. It's going to require some type of effort, real effort, and not just a what you do in text or a like on your story or a double tap on a meme that you posted last week. And that's when desire actually kicks in, because when a man has to work for you, you work for your presence, so to speak, he automatically respects it more. It's human nature. We value what we have to earn. So if he's out here casually throwing crumbs and expecting you to bake a cake with that, you've got to remind him, like, excuse me, sir, but this bakery is closed for bare minimum behavior. Now, I want you to really turn me up a little bit and hear me clearly. Don't take this and become so unavailable that nobody can reach you. That's not feminine power, boo-boo. That's fear-wearing armor. Like, the goal here isn't to make him chase. It's to make him rise. Rise to meet you at your standard. Rise to contribute instead of consume. Rise to be intentional instead of impulsive. You don't build desire through absence. You build it through balance. You're not unreachable, you're aligned. So next time someone says, you're just playing hard to get, smile and say, no, baby, I'm just easy to lose. Because what's truly valuable isn't easy access. It's earned with effort, consistency, and respect. And you can pretty much determine if someone feels like you're valuable or not based off of the questions that you ask them. Like, if you ask someone why they really like you and all they say is, well, you make me feel good, or you're always there for me, or you just really get me, listen closely. Those are not characteristics about you. Those are things that you do for them. And that, my dear, isn't love. That's emotional outsourcing. They're using you as their comfort blanket, not connecting with you as a person. See, there's a very big difference with that, between really liking what you bring and valuing who you really are. When someone truly sees you, they'll mention qualities like your integrity, your humor, or your creativity, or your resilience or your compassion. Like, they'll talk about your presence, not just your performance. But when you notice that their praise really revolves around how you make them feel, baby, that's ego food, which is convenience disguised as connection. And if you're not careful, you'll confuse being needed with being nurtured. And I really know how easy it is to fall into the trap, because most of us were taught to earn love through what we give, through how much we show up and how much we really care and how much we're willing to sacrifice. But real love doesn't keep score. It sees you, not your service. But before I really land a plane and end this topic of discussion, I really want to talk about how us as secured women typically move whenever we notice men pulling away or, you know, pulling back in some type of sense, or just basically acting inconsistent, because that's the exact moment where a lot of us tend to lose our footing, right? When that attention starts to fade and your mind starts to spiral, like, what did I do wrong? Don't even start thinking that, because baby, a secured woman don't spiral. She centers. Yes. The first thing she's going to do, she's not going to tie herself to his distance, his emotional distance, or tie that, you know, to her worth in any type of way. She knows that someone's silence isn't a mirror, it's a message. And if he's taking space, she doesn't automatically assume she's done something wrong, because her confidence doesn't depend on his consistency. The second thing you're going to do as a secured woman is practice detachment. Now, detachment isn't coldness, it's clarity. It's the ability to love without losing yourself. You know, you gotta lean into trust, not tension, of course. And then just really say to yourself, if this is my man, if this is the person who I'm meant to be with, nothing will require force. Space doesn't scare me, it refines me. And instead of chasing this secure woman, she begins to allow things to just flow naturally, because if it's meant to be, it will be. And if it's meant for her, it will meet her. No chasing necessary. And last but not least, what she's going to do as that secured woman, she's going to respect his process and reclaim her own power. Instead of dissecting every emoji, every text that y'all basically sent to each other for the duration that you guys been talking, you know, every change in tone, like, no, she's going to redirect that energy inward, okay? She's going to ask herself, what is this bringing up in me? Why does this silence make me feel anxious? Or something like, is this wound from him, or is this from something that I have never healed from in the past? Like, you really have to go within and do your own inner work. And that's why journaling and meditating and praying and breathing through discomfort is so important. Instead of trying to fix someone else's emotional rhythm, you have to go in and make sure yours is good, because all secured women know that not everything that triggers her needs to be chased. Some things just need to be understood, okay? So let's just bring this full circle real quick. If someone can't articulate who you are beyond what you do, they don't love you, okay? They love the version of themselves they get to be when they're around you. And that's not partnership, baby. That's parasitic. Okay. I'm gonna just keep it like that. Don't shrink for nobody. Don't chase nobody. And don't question your magic. Pull your energy back, get back into alignment, because the right one won't just enjoy your presence. They'll recognize your essence. And that's the absolute kind of love that you'll never have to earn. Thank you for riding with us on this eye-opening journey today. I hope today's episode got your mind buzzing, sparked some deep questions, and maybe even made you rethink everything that you thought you knew. If you found yourself just nodding along, laughing, and wanting to text your best friend, then go right ahead. Hit that share button at the top and spread the word. Somebody needs to hear this. And don't just listen and bounce. Hit that subscribe button and rate the show and leave a review so that we can all keep you serving truth and fire every week. Thank you for tuning in to No, But Seriously. Let me explain. The space where we challenge the matrix, break free from illusion, and keep it real with you every step of the way. I am your host, Lala Zavi, coming with all the wisdom, the fire, and the soul medicine. Clock it. Until next time, keep your energy clean, your third eye clear, and your spirit sovereign. Peace, love, and power to all of my beautiful listeners. Stay woke, stay whole, stay rising. You are the power, the magic, the truth. They can try to bury it, but they cannot take it away from you. And remember, the real revolution starts when you wake up and reclaim your mind. Love ya.